Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our results presentation webcast. I will invite you to follow me through the presentation, so moving to slide four, which is in fact the first slide. Our key takeaways for the quarter are that we have a what we call a transitory slowdown in E&P, and also the impacts of investment in capacity to enable foreseen growth that have impacted the quarter results. On mail, we've seen revenues penalized by a slowdown in e-commerce and adverse evolution of the mix of mail. And in spite of that, the earnings momentum is improving following regulated price increase, as we're going to see. That's why we have a much better month of March. We keep in the bank a solid and indeed expanding balance sheet, which positions the bank for further revenue growth and offers the interest rate leverage to grab the momentum on that front. Transformation continues to deliver on sustainable market share gains, namely in B2B, where we regain important contracts in BPO, printing and finishing, and even mail. And of course, this is the quarter where we've improved the dividend, amounting to 12% per share to be paid on May 20th, with ex-dividend starting on the 18th of May. All in all, notwithstanding the difficult economic environment with increased execution risks, we remain committed to achieving our final year EBIT guidance within the 65 to 75 million euros range, which I believe is the most important message we have for you today. Moving to slide five. it's been a significant transformation that we've been operating in the company by increasing exposure to growing businesses. I believe this is a very interesting slide in the sense that if you look at, well, the final year that we've closed the accounts before this management team became in place, we had mail representing 67% of our revenues and 118% of recurring EBIT. And we have, in fact, produced a very significant transformation, with mail representing just below 50%, 49% by year end, and representing near 28% of recurring EBIT. But we have done so while growing the turnover and profitability of the company. Well, this quarter follows that trend, although with a very significant impact on mail decline. Moving to slide six, I'm sorry, I'll be coughing throughout the presentation. The quarter was marked by this transitory commerce slowdown and challenging economic conditions. But even so, revenues grew slightly above 14%. With a significant decline in recurring EBIT, although with an improving performance throughout the quarter. This means that on Express and Parcels, we had a roughly steady revenue behavior, but a significant recurring EBIT decline. Decline on profitability for mail. Financial services performing reasonably well, and with the recurring EBIT following for reasons we're going to see, and a very good quarter for the bank, as we shall see later in the more details. Moving to slide number seven, and talking about parcels on an Iberian perspective, which is the one we have more and more, notwithstanding a transitory loss of momentum, we are delivering consistent market share gains in Spain, and we clearly kept our leading position in Portugal. We won several clients, and we lost none in the quarter. And that's visible on the charts. If you see the series from the first, a series regarding first quarters from 2018 to this quarter, with a steady growth, of course, with a positive bump in Portugal last year because we were confined, E-commerce was at a, let's say, extraordinary peak, but a consistent growth of 9% per year in Portugal and 22% in Spain. The quarter reflects a combination of negative effects, because indeed we fell 12% in Portugal, although growing 7% in Spain, but this results from customers returning to physical retail. This is a trend that we have observed, well, it's been observed globally, and the macro context which has impacted significantly consumer confidence with minus 30 points in Portugal and minus 36 points in Spain. Still, the longer series highlights very clearly the persistent growth trend in both markets. And also we have good news because moving to slide, we're going to see that later on, there is a convergence towards more e-commerce, more mature e-commerce markets, and so a huge room to growth in both countries. Moving to slide number 8, we see this very clearly with the behavior, well, between 2021 and 2022, significant growth on volumes, revenues, and recurring EBIT, but as we said, a bad comparison with last year's first quarter, because of the reasons that we have mentioned. This was a quarter and the moving to slide number 9, and notwithstanding the growth brother, we continue to prepare the structure for structural growth we see ahead, and this is a very important point. E&P is a growth a contributor, and it's remaining so. But if you compare the performance in the first quarter last year with the first quarter this year, we have a number of effects that we'd like to comment with you. We have a negative contribution margin for Portugal with the slowdown in e-commerce, which forced higher externalization. Then we have this almost symmetrical positive effect regarding the contribution margin in Spain, because as scale progresses, we grab operational leverage, and therefore capacity improvement is rendered its benefit. Then we have also a positive effect regarding the change in the cargo operating model that we have. and finally, we have, of course, the structural costs that are mostly associated with rent and associated facility costs related with capacity and quality improvement. And this is extremely important, as you all know, for the parcels business. And then we have consequently, because of that, we have a very significant quality evolution on Iberia of more 4%, and we have also increased very significantly the sorting automated sorting capacity in Iberia. If we compare with 2019, when we came in and started the restructuring program in Spain, we are now at more than three times the capacity, automated sorting capacity, and an impressive 38% higher than last year. Moving to slide 10 and zooming now in Portugal, ENP reflects primarily a difficult comparison with the same quarter last year, resulting from change of behavior, as I mentioned before, towards physical retail, and also a sharp decline in consumer confidence. Nevertheless, we see a steady growth from quarter by quarter with the usual set seasonalities. And the decline of 7.2% in volumes, and the decline of 11.8% in revenues when comparing to the first quarter of 2021, but still a very significant growth when comparing to the year before that of 55% in volumes and 32%
revenues. Moving to slide 11.
Now the zoom is in Spain. We continue improving in volumes, in revenues, and in profitability, with an interesting behavior, of course, with the slowdown in growth, but with the increased capacity that I've already mentioned, we are now ready to grab not only the market growth but also market share, as we've been doing right now. And for that, slide number 12 is quite interesting because it shows that e-commerce market will continue to grow, and it will continue to grow
very significantly in Iberia.
Portugal is where it is, with lagging behind almost everyone, lagging everyone in this chart. But we have now 73% of first users planning to continue using digital channels after COVID, and customers are now accessing 48% more industries digitally. So on the left, we see the huge room we have to grow both in Portugal and in Spain. And this is good news because we have, being market leader in Portugal, we need the market to grow, and we are helping the market to grow. And in Spain, we are also not only following the market growth, but also grabbing market share. And this is very obvious when you look to the right, at the right, where you represent the percentage of e-buyers that are now buying online. So we believe that the fact that the pandemic brought a lot of new users to this new mode of e-commerce. Some of them are buying less now than they were one quarter ago, but they became e-buyers for good. And this is very good news, and this is why we are so positive on the role that Express and Parcels is playing for our equity this year. And with that, I would hand over to Guy to guide you on mail and the other.
Good morning. So starting on page 13, where we show the evolution of our mail volumes that are consistently declining less over the last 2 years, with B2B big accounts recovery from competition, partially offsetting declines in retail and inbound after the minimis, although the lower average revenue per object. In the next slide, we can see the progress revenue transformation that we are doing in mail, while being impacted by the minimis and adverse mix effects on national mail. Business solutions showing very good progress, even if we account for the special laptop project that brought huge amount of revenues, with the inclusion of Newspring on our perimeter and with good underlying growth. Increased B2B competitiveness, especially utilities, is driving improvement in volumes in the B2B segment, although at a lower pricing than average. In national mail, we continue to see the effects of e-commerce migrating to express and parcels from mail, and the minimis impact that started in the third quarter last year. That will continue to impact till the next quarter and then washing through our numbers. We also increased prices in March on the last 3 weeks of March. That will be helping the profitability of going forward. We chose to detail our mail EBIT evolutions that should improve sequentially after the price increase, but with strong impact this quarter that all we did detailing. First, we had the 5.5 million euros of the minimis impact that continues to show through our numbers, especially this quarter, when we compare with a very high e-commerce trend that we saw last year. Then the rerun of the legislative election helped slightly our numbers. And then a decline in domestic volumes with the e-commerce slowdown that also affects mail. And with an adverse mix effect due to high price of higher weight classes that this kind of mail carries. Then a 1.7 million impact of lower mail network usage by EMP. We chose to preserve our external last mile capacity in Express and Parcels due to the foreseen growth, but that had a negative impact on mail as we use less of the available capacity on this business unit. Then we had, unfortunately, the direct and indirect impacts of fuel inflation that is very present right now in the market, especially after the Ukrainian situation, that negatively impacted our numbers of 1.3 million euros. Then a very good progress in business solutions, two one-off effects, the New Spring integration and the sale of computer equipment, but good underlying growth of 0.6 million on business solutions. We chose also to show you the progress of EBIT on this division that has a sequential improvement with March benefiting from 3 weeks of price increase that benefit our numbers, and we hope this will continue to positively impact the following month. On page 16, we can see the financial service evolutions that have two separate performance. Retail revenues continue to have a very consistent and strong growth driven by more focused retail approach. And our financial services revenues were hit by less public debt placements following the consumer confidence impact and this more uncertainty environment that is leading to people to place less savings. On page 17, we can see the Banco CTT numbers that posted another quarter of consistent growth across all business lines, especially on consumer credit that we can see on the left part of the slide, with auto loans growing 13.2% and our credit cards tripling in the period to more than 300 million in line with or ahead of our expectation. Mortgages is also progressing well with 12.3% growth in year on year. And we continue to capture savings and saving off balance sheet savings while we continue the monetization of our waste. On slide 18, we detail ESG measures where we highlight our continued focus on this front. We chose to share with you some of the projects. So in the environment dimension, We supported this partnership with Quercus to plant 6,000 trees. A big bet this year on the electrification of the fleet with the first acquisition of 71 electrical vehicles that enable already to have two full CTT hubs fully electric, so no fuel. And we continue to install meters around our buildings to enable better energy savings. In the social dimension, we supported the Ukrainian people through held in our stores where we collected more than 40 tons of help that we shipped to Poland. And we initiated the third edition of CTT's student monitoring program for underprivileged students, where these students are tutored by CTT employees. Then I invite you to start our financial review, although this quarter we already gave a lot of detail on the operational review. But nevertheless, on page 20, we can see our key financial indicators, where we see a difficult quarter in business performance with challenging environment, with the combination of effects of the end of the COVID-19 pandemic this year, the logistics change disruption from Asia, and the impact of consumer confidence with the rising inflation and the situation on Ukraine. CTT had a double-digit growth in revenues in the quarter on the back of a special laptop sales project. Excluding that effect, our revenues would grow 3.8%. Our EBIT declining 55.7% due to a strong impact on the mail division and the lack of growth on express and parcels. In the quarter, our net profit stood at 5.4 million, the decline of 38%, and our cash flow reached 6.2 million euros in the first quarter. On page 21, we can see the detailed revenue evolution with the already mentioned growth of 14.3% due to the mail performance on the back of business solutions and Bank CTT. If we focus on express and parcels, we had a decline of 2.1 million euros, 3.3% due to the transitory slowdown and in commerce, and a difficult comparable due to the end of COVID-19, and then the consumer confidence and disrupt logistics chains. All these effects have heavily affected volumes in Iberia. In Spain, we continue to grow, although at a lower rate, 3.9% in volumes and 7.1% in revenues. This is obviously a slowdown in growth, while we saw the market, the e-commerce market, that is our strongest market in Spain, declining for the first time in years with a decline in demand, namely on the marketplaces. In Portugal, the market, the e-commerce market is also suffering, and suffering more than in Spain, with overall decline of the market of 13%. This context obviously impacted our operation in Portugal with volumes declining 7.5% and 9.7% in revenues on the CEP line. Mail and other business growing 24.9 million euros, positively impacted by the consolidation of New Spring that accounted for 6 million of this growth, and the special laptop project that accounted for 21.5 million euros. The remainder of the core mail revenues declining 3.8 million with the inbound mail effect that I already shared with you, partially offset by the rerun of the legislative elections and for declines on the national mail. Financial services maintaining a good performance on retail sales, but consumer confidence penalizing placements in savings, with overall revenues declining 0.2 million euros. Banco CTT growing 32.5% with expanding net interest margin driven by credit cards and auto loans, and also commissions that we are increasing as we are increasing the monetization of our customer base through off-balance sheet savings and account and debit card commission. In the next page, we see our OPEX that grew basically on the back of business solutions, mail and Banco CTT, focusing on express and parcels. We declined 0.9 million euros or 1.5% as a result of 2.9% volume decline in Iberia that were partially offset by investments in higher capacity and last mile unit costs in Portugal, where we leverage less on the mail install capacity to preserve our external last mile network to support future growth. On mail and other, excluding business solutions, we are growing 6.6 million, 3.3 million related with general election costs with foreign operators, 1.3 million related with the fuel inflation that we shared in the previous slides, 1.7 million euros in lower usage of mail network by express and parcels, and 0.6 million euros in healthcare cost inflation. Financial services increasing 0.7 million, 50% of that increase coming from cost of goods sold in the retail, in line with the revenue increase, and increase in commercial costs on the financial service side. Banco CTT increasing 4.9 million euros, 2.7 million euros of cost of risk, that stood at 1%, increasing from 0.5% last year due to the growth in the credit card book. So that is a mix-driven growth and increasing in retail activity and customer transactions. Slide 23 shows our EBIT performance that reflects the decline in mail revenues and the continuing investment in quality. In the quarter, express and parcels declining due to softer e-commerce evolution, mainly in Portugal, and the impact on capacity to cope with the expected growth in Iberia. Mail and other heavily hit by de minimis and lower volumes in national mail and adverse mix effect, coupled with effects of inflation and lower integration with the parcel network. Price increase only took place in the last 3 weeks of March, and this coupled with cost measures should improve profitability of the business unit going forward. Financial service showing the effect of slowdown in placements and lower remuneration in public debt. Bank CTT growing 2 million euros in the quarter on the back of strong growth in banking product and contained cost of risk around 1%, as I already mentioned. On slide 24, we can see our cash flow evolution in the quarter declining to 10.4 million euros, declining 2.5 million euros versus last year. CapEx to the 5.9 million, flat year on year. Our free cash flow of 6.2 million euros, and our net debt is now 64.9 million euros. In the end of the first quarter. And with that, I pass you through to João for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Guy. So, as closing remarks, we start by stating that we have the capacity to cope with future demand, and we are doing that, preserving operation flexibility to adjust if required. We see commercial and market initiatives improving customer intake, and we have quite some of these with real impacts already felt in the last weeks, especially in E&P and business services. On profitability measures, namely in operations central structure, we have been intensifying them and will deliver results. Measurable results as from the second half of this year, so starting next quarter. On EBIT generation, it has improved, and this is something that I've got all your attention. I've referred this before. It improved throughout the quarter, with 81% of the recurrent EBIT having been generated in March. And I recall that we had the price increase on the 7th of March. Previously identified risks remain active, and the second quarter will still be penalized by some macroeconomic factors when compared with March 22 run rate. Finally, notwithstanding a difficult environment, increasing execution risks, we remain committed to achieving the final year 22 EBIT within the 65 to 75 million euros range, which is probably our most important message today. And with this, we remain available for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. To withdraw your question, press the pound hash key. Once again, please press star and one if you would like to ask a question. Your first question today comes from the line of Philippe Leiter from CaixaBank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, good morning, Jean, Guy. I have four questions, if I may. The first one is actually a clarification regarding your presentation on page nine. You mentioned higher externalizations on Portuguese E&P from the slowdown in e-commerce. Can you give us more details regarding what externalizations are you talking about, and also if such negative impact can be somehow mitigated in the upcoming quarters? Second question on outlook and how confident you are that you will be able to reach the target, the full year target, because as you mentioned, second quarter will continue to be tough. And doing some rough math, if we assume, for instance, no increase in second quarter EBIT, it will still imply a significant increase in second half EBIT, so more than 40% to reach the low end of your target. So from what activity should we expect this strong growth in second half to reach the full year target? And last two questions is a request of an update on first one on real estate. And when should we expect the announcement of the deal? And last one, if you can confirm to us, as mentioned in the press, you are in the negotiations for the entry of a new partner at Banco CTT. And if it's the case, when should we expect novelties on that front? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Philippe. Guy will start with the first question.
Hi, Philippe. So we, as you know, we use both external partners for distributing last mile in Express and Parcels and our mail network capacity, installed capacity, where we blend the mail with Express and Parcels. This quarter, with the pressure on volumes, what we chose to do to protect our capacity to support growth in the future is to not offload as much parcels as we could to the mail network, and that actually had a negative impact that we detail on mail EBIT, to keep a lifeline on the partners we have on Express and Parcels, because otherwise there will be with no volumes to distribute, and that would impair our ability to support growth going forward. As we see the slowdown on Express and Parcels as transitional, we thought this was the right thing to do. To continue to be able to support additional growth. Nevertheless, is a lever that remains available if it's required.
Moving to the outlook, Philippe, we are as confident as to have decided to leave the outlook as it stays. We are quite positive on E&P, both in Spain and in Portugal, and we expect a significant impact of the price increase, as we are already feeling and measuring in March. And of course, we have good expectations, very very good expectations regarding the bank behavior throughout the year. I will leave the question on legal for Guy to answer, but I would reply at the question of the bank. We have a process going on. The process is progressing very well. We are on time with that. It's running well, and we will disclose relevant information as soon as we are in a position to do so. The idea is that the process is running well, and we'll most likely have a positive outcome.
On LEGO, sorry, on real estate, we continue to progress well on resuming the transaction that we envisaged last year, and we continue to committed to announce or to share with you news on this until the end of the quarter, and we expect to announce be it the structure or a transaction within this quarter.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Arthur Amaro from Caixa BI. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Just one question. I was particularly worried between commas with a EBIT performance on Mail. I see that the main explanation, and I'm now reading, due to the decline in higher value and higher margin mail volumes and the costs associated with the capacity building of the distribution network of structural growth of e-commerce. So my question is, on the first side of the explanation, I don't think that the higher value and the higher margin mail volumes will change dramatically in the next quarter. So my main question is, for how long or for how many quarters should we expect costs associated with this capacity building of the distribution network, and how can we see the EBIT in Mail improve significantly in the coming quarters? And this is my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Just clarifying, the capacity that we are building is on Express and Parcel side of things. As I explained to Philippe, what we do, we use the installed capacity of Mail to distribute parcels, but this quarter we used less, deliberately used less of that capacity to maintain our external partners alive in order to support for future growth. What we expect and what we already saw in the numbers that we share with you is EBIT performance of Mail improving by price increase, by growth, additional growth on parcels that should resume, and our ability to continue to distribute parcels to the Mail network in a higher percentage that we did. On commenting on the national mail adverse mix effect, this is mail, mainly retail mail, that is also associated with e-commerce. Last year, we saw one additional effect that was people that or businesses that were mainly doing business through the brick and mortar that was closed, using our retail network to send goods to their customers. And also the increase of e-commerce, because part of the e-commerce is actually registered mail, more bulkier registered mail, as such higher price mail. This effect continues there. The other was more transitory and disappeared and will continue. It was still high in April last year, but then it normalized throughout the rest of the year. That are businesses that resume their brick and mortar activity and as such stopped going to our retail to to send objects. What we are aiming is to go after those businesses with our offer of Express and Parcels in order to convince them to keep using the e-commerce channel as an additional source of revenues that we think they can do with marginal extra costs using our offering. But nevertheless, it's a process that needs to take some time to be evolving.
Okay, so just
to complement on Guy's,
a good part of the
commercial initiative intensified that I've referred in my presentation are related exactly with this portion of the market. We are now even redesigning the way we use the retail channel as also a B2B channel, and we are seeing some initial results. So one of the reasons why we are positive there is that part of the mix will improve because we are going to grab this chunk of e-commerce related of low size, low sophistication e-commerce retailers that will improve margin.
Very well. So just to follow up, by looking at the first quarter figures in terms of EBIT, and in order for you to reaffirm or to reach the previous guidance that you gave between 65 and 75 million, it's wise to say that for the next three coming quarters, what we should see is a recovery in the mail and in the express and parcels EBIT. Correct?
Yes, very much so.
We have. Okay, thank you very, very much, both of you. Very clear.
Yes.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Antonia Saladas from AS Independent. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, thank you very much. Just a follow-up question related with this external capacity employment instead of your internal capacity at Mail. So can you explain how much, what is the cost of it, what was the cost of it, and what were the arguments to decide to do this instead of just employ your internal capacity? So what I'm trying to understand is, if in the second quarter, Express and Parcels still be weak, do you continue to do the same or not? So if you can clarify these issues and or share your how do you decide, how do you take these decisions?
The direct cost, it's shown on the operational review on Mail, it's 1.7 million euros. The direct cost, both of the decision of lower volumes, because overall volumes should also be impacting this year, everything equal. We feel, and I think it's very easy to understand, when you close an external partner network, it's very difficult to rebuild it. So it will, if we follow that path, it will be a path where we be impairing our external capabilities in the Express and Parcels. And as such, when growth resumes, as we are already seeing in the second half of April, it will be very difficult to build again the capacity to support that growth. And as such, we took this management decision to keep external partners' capabilities alive while, in a way, impacting the mail profitability. What we can share with you, and it's, if that growth for any reason doesn't appear again, that is not our base case scenario, we have that lever available, that is to internalize the volumes in the base network.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad.
Thank you everybody for coming. It was not our best quarter, but we are very positive that we're going to have a great year. Thank you very much for coming.